One of my favorite stories is about a man. And this man is walking down a path and finds an egg, an eagle's egg. Now he takes this egg and puts it into the nest of a backyard hen. Pretty soon the eagle hatches together with the chicks and grows up with them. Now one day he saw something above him. This thing, it glided gracefully and majestically through the clouds. "What's that?" the eagle says. "Oh, that's an eagle," one chicken responds. "He is the king of all birds, the master of the skies. But we belong to the ground because we are just chicken." Now that eagle, all his life, he lived and died a chicken because that is what he thought it was. So I ask you today, what has been holding you down? What has been keeping you away from achieving the things that you know you ought to achieve? What has been keeping you away from achieving your greatness? Is it some people's opinion of you? Do people tell you that you're a chicken, yet you know that you're born an eagle? So today I tell you that you have the greatness to soar high like an eagle you were born. You have to soar high and become someone who people never imagined that you'll ever become. You see, I understand that people may have told you that you're not great enough, that you can't make it, that you can't be a leader, you can't lead in business, you can't be great. That's what they've been telling you. But you need to understand that someone's opinion of you does not have to define your reality. Or maybe is it fear that has been holding you down from achieving your greatness? What is it, man? Name it. Name that thing that has been holding you down. You see, everything that you've ever wanted is on the other side of fear. So if you overcome that, you can achieve anything, anything that you've ever wanted. Or is it challenges? Is it failures? Or is it setbacks that have been keeping you down from achieving what you've always wanted to achieve? You see, you need to understand that failure and success, they come hand in hand. You have to fail for you to succeed. Go talk to those great people who have achieved it, who have soared high in life. They'll tell you that they failed many times than anybody else. You see, in Africa, every morning a gazelle wakes up, it knows it must run faster than the fastest lion or it will be killed. The same morning a lion wakes up, it knows it must run faster than the slowest gazelle or it will starve to death. It doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a gazelle. When the sun comes up, you better start running. You better start grinding. I tell myself this day, I choose not to be a common man. It's my right to be uncommon if I can. I seek opportunity, not security. I wanna take the calculated risk to dream and to build, to fail and to succeed. I refuse to live from hand to mouth. I prefer challenges of life to the guarantee of existence. You see, if you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time, your peace and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, and if you gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it, and lose all the terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope and confidence, and stand pertinacity, if neither cold, famished poverty, sickness or pain of body and brain can keep you away from the thing that you want, if dogged and grim you beseech and beset, with the help of God, you'll get it. It's your boy Remy Lucius. It has been a plum pleasing pleasure as well as a privilege. Thank you.